rally.
我跟各位先讲个故事，就在1922年，有一位苏俄人，他到 Keys is what? What country is it?
His name is Nikolai Berkasi.
Yeah, 他到一个地方是举行一个讲道会吧，复兴讲道会。
He addressed to the people in an anti-God rally.
他的主题主要讲的是神在最后末世的时候一种奋兴会。
Of course, he was a communist.
当然他是这个所谓的加尔文派。
And after 1 hour of big speech, he finished and he asked the big audience to see if there is any question.
So, 在他滔滔不绝讲了几个小时，又在讲到完了以后，他就问说观众们说，你们有没有什么有问题的？
After his question, one Orthodox Christian leader stood up to the microphone and said.
在他问完他就有一位比较传统派的一个牧师他就站起来就讲
He said he is risen
他说他已经复活了
And as soon as he said that thousands of the audience the Christian raised their feet and say he is risen indeed
所以当这位牧师讲了这句话以后成千的人基督徒就站起来这个呼喊说的确他已经复活了的确他已经复活了
This was how Christians respond to each other after the death, after the risen of Jesus.
这就是在耶稣复活以后我们基督徒所应该做的一种反应
They will say, he is risen.
他们就会欢呼说的确他已经复活了
And then the other people respond and say, he is risen indeed.
然后别人就会回应说没错他已经复活了
And today you and I need to realize Jesus indeed is risen and not only he is in our heart he is in heaven and he's controlling the world
今天我们必须基督徒也必须认识说神已经耶稣已经复活了不但是在我们的心中而且他已经复活在天
Let's first of all seeWhat happened when Jesus resurrected?
我们来看一下，当耶稣复活了，会发生什么样的事情
？In Bible Matthew 28, it says that after the resurrection, there was a violent earthquake.
这个圣经告诉我们，当耶稣复活以后，有个很大的地震。
That was time when Mary Magdalene and other Mary came to look in the tomb.
也就是抹大拉玛利亚跟另外一个玛利亚来看耶稣的坟墓的查看的时候发生的事情。
And then you see that the angel of the Lord came down from heaven.
我们看到有使者从天上下来。
Now.How many of you have experienced earthquake?
我们中间有多人已经经历过所谓的地震？
大概都 scared, right?
大家都经历过很害怕的一件事情，不是吗
？But at the same time, remember when Jesus was resurrected, there was great earthquake.
我们记得当耶稣复活的时候，也是一个很大的地震。
Now, how many of you have seen angels before?
有没有人看过天使？神的使者的天使的有没有
Maybe not yet.
也许还没有
But today we see many scientific record or even in the government they saw something in the sky that they cannot explain what it is they call it UFO
但是我们今天许多科学家或者政府的记录说看到一些什么不明的异体他们就把它取名叫做 幽灵 UFO 幽灵飞碟之类的东西。
In my mind, maybe those were angels.
我心里想，也许说不定就是所谓的天使哦。
And the angel came down and rolled away the great stone that blocked the grave of Jesus.
就天使下来以后，就把这个大石头，坟墓的那个大石头移开了。
And at that time, you know that the guards, there was a team of Roman soldiers.Was guarding the grave.
在那个时候，在耶稣的坟墓面前有一队罗马的兵丁在守护这个坟墓。
And then, these guards were so afraid, they shook and became like dead men.
然后这些看守人吓到一个地步，浑身颤抖，就脸白的就像死人一样。
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here.Yes, risen.
天使就对这个妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找钉耶稣的十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，他已经复活了。”
Just as he said, "Come and see the place where he lay."
正如他所说的，来，我们看他所埋葬的地方。
It was empty.
那个是一个空的坟墓了。
Jesus' tomb.Has been empty for 2,000 of years.
所以耶稣的坟墓已经是个空坟的事实，已经是有了两千多年了。
Will continue to be empty.
还是一直是空的。
To prove that Jesus is alive.
所以这个空坟就证明耶稣他已经升天复活了。
Today, all the people who claim to be the head of the religions.All those people, their tomb is still there. The bones are still in the grave.
今天所有的所谓的宗教的领袖，宗教的甚至自称为神的人，他们的坟墓都是还在那里，尸骸都还在那里。
Only Jesus' grave is empty.
只有耶稣的坟墓是空的。
And then we see how after he raised. This is not working. I don't know. All right.And then it shows that he is the Son of God.
然后当他复活了升天以后，他证明他是神的儿子。
Why Jesus was alive and raised?
为什么耶稣是复活了而且升天呢？
First of all, he is the Son of God. He's the triune God, the one God, and who rules the whole world.
是表示他是神的儿子，他也是三一的神，也是唯一的神，也是统治这个全世界宇宙的神。
To show that he's the creator and he continues to control the whole world.
他是这个宇宙的创造者，他还是一直在掌权的。
All power is in his hand.
所有的能量、权力都在他的手中。
He is also the judge of the whole world.
他也是全世界的审判者。
Today he can control the universe and also he can control you.
今天他能够控制掌权全世界全宇宙，他也能够在你生命中做主掌权。
The whole universe is clicking and running like a clock. Otherwise, the universe will have big problem.
今天这个宇宙就非常有秩序，像一个钟表一样，一分一秒在 click 在走。否则就乱了。
Because Jesus is controlling the universe.
因为耶稣基督他在统治这个宇宙。
And then we will see there are other witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
而且我们看到其他的证人来证明耶稣的复活是真的。
Look at the Bibles.
我们看一下圣经。
It tells us that first of all, Jesus showed himself to not only Mary, the woman, but also Peter.His disciples.
我们看到耶稣不但对妇女显示给妇女，而且显示给他的使徒，像彼得、约翰等。
Showed himself to the 12 disciples.
然后显给十二个使徒看。
And then more than 500 people saw his resurrection and saw his body.
然后有五百多的弟兄也看到耶稣的身体，耶稣的复活。
And then he appeared to his brother James.
然后他最后也显现给他的在肉体的兄弟雅各来看。
And not only to the disciple, also to Paul himself, Apostle Paul.
当然，他也显示给使徒保罗看。
So in Apostle Paul's time, there were still people who were alive to show that Jesus was resurrected.
所以在保罗那个活着时候，还有一些人。是曾经亲眼目睹耶稣基督的复活的，还有些人是他的见证人。
So today we know that any testimony, there must be something to prove that These things have happened, and there were many, like a court can decide. Something had happened because of these testimonies.
所以我们当有所谓的见证人愿意为一些事情做见证，好比在法庭，如果有人愿意做一个见证人的话，你就表示说这个事情是非常可信的。
Remember when Paul wrote that, there were people there in his time to know for sure his testimony and others were accurate.
所以我们保罗当他在讲这句话的时候，我们当时还有当代的人曾经亲眼目睹的见证人，所以他们完全可以应见证说保罗讲的是真的还是假的。
Also, the Bible records that Jesus, on the day he was resurrected, appeared to special disciples.
圣经提到耶稣在复活之后，他就会向两位门徒，特别向两位门徒显现。
As they were walking along and talking about what happened the other 3 days, Jesus came and speak to them and explain to them the Old Testament.
就在他们在路上在谈论最近城里发生这个大事的时候，耶稣就向他们显现，然后跟他们谈话，向他们解释所发生的事情。
To them what the Old Testament Bible have said about Jesus is was correct.
所以跟他们讲解说，旧约圣经所论到的一些事情，都是指着耶稣基督所言的。
So today, even if some of you do not quite understand the Old Testament.
今天也许您不是非常的明白了解旧约圣经。
As you pray to Jesus, I believe His Holy Spirit will explain to you the Old Testament is correct and tells you about Jesus' death and resurrection.
如果您向神祷告了，我相信圣灵会感动，会带领你，让你明白旧约圣经里所写的有关耶稣的一些事情或者预言，让你证明说，耶稣的事情是真实的。
Not only show Jesus himself was resurrected,
不但说证明说耶稣本身他自己是复活了。
But the Bible tells us as Jesus was arrested, there were other things that have special effect.
所以不但说耶稣他自己本身复活，他的复活也带来了一些别的事件。
The Bible tells us that all Christians, all believers would be resurrected in the life, in the heart, in the spirit.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣复活以后，我们信徒、基督徒的心里也会有所复兴，有一种复活。
Because when Jesus resurrected, the Bible said that.His power will continue to make believers to come alive from sins and death.
所以也就是说，耶稣复活以后，他的圣灵会带领我们，让我们的心也能够从这个旧老我跟罪里面死，然后再一同复活过来。
Before you and I were Christians, the Bible says we were dead in sin.We just sin the way we want. We don't know God. We don't understand God. We anti God. We do our own things.
So, 在我们信主之前，我们是个罪人。然后我们为所欲为，我们做我们想做的一切，做不好的或者是有罪的事情。
But today, when you believe in Jesus, the Bible said you became alive with Jesus together.
所以但是当你信主了以后，这圣经告诉你就是与耶稣基督他一同复活。
And powerfully God would raise your spirit up and make you come alive to know God from now on, to talk to God from now on, to pray to him, and then he give you a seat in heaven already.
他使你的灵魂，你的属灵的生命能够复活起来，让你能够与他交谈，让你能够明白他的话语，甚至到最后在天上给你一个座位。
Brothers and sisters, today you should be very happy if you're a Christian because God has prepared a seat for you.
各位弟兄姐妹，你们今天应该非常的兴奋，非常高兴，因为神他的复活以至于天上有一个天上的座位在那边准备给您。
It's not in the future, but now already God prepared a seat for you.
并不是未来，而是现在已经有一个在天上的座位为你准备着。
That should make all of us so joyful.
应该大家觉得非常的兴奋，非常的高兴，是吗？
We see sometimes people visit the Queen of England and sit beside her and talk to her. This so and so Greek star sit beside the Queen is so great. But I tell you today.You have a seat with Jesus already.
我们看到，当我们遇到达官贵人，好比是英国的王后，英国的王，或者是一些达官贵人或者名人之类的，我们如果能够站在旁边，能够讲讲话，坐在旁边，我们觉得非常的有荣幸。但是今天我们的座位是坐在神的旁边。
同时 ，at the same time, you know that we can understand.Begin to recognize and experience the power of Jesus' resurrection.
同时，我们也能够知道，也能够经历到神给我们的这种大能。
The Bible said that God wants us to know that His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength.That he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
所以他知道，他向我们这些信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。这是照他大能大力运行的。这大能曾经在基督身上使他从死人中复活，又使他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Today I ask you.To ask God help you to experience this power of resurrection in our life, in your life, even beginning from today.
今天我请求你各位向神呼求，给你这样一种从复活的而引出的这种大能，今天就能够与你们同在。
It's so amazing. Jesus' resurrected power would even affect you, that you would know His great power in your life.
是多么的奇妙，就是耶稣他的复活，他的透过他的大能，也让你能够经历做一种属灵的复兴，属灵的复活。今天就可以，你可以更加认识神。
This power is greater than the explosion of the nuclear power.
这个能力甚至大过所谓的核子的能力。
Because this is the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
因为这个能力是把耶稣从死里复活到天上的一种能力。
And this power has good effect on your life.
而且对您的生命有一个非常大的影响。
It can change your life.
改变了您的生命。
Help you to overcome problems and sins.
让你能够克服一些困难，包括您的罪。
And this power has changed the whole world.
这个大能改变了整个的世界。
Since Jesus' resurrection,Later on, through the Christians who even ready to die for Jesus, they affect the whole European Roman Empire, the whole empire change.
当耶稣复活了以后，这些门徒所谓信徒，他们能够为了神的福音，然后改变了整个当时的罗马帝国的世界。
You even remember how the Roman people Chris, the emperor killed lots of Christians like Nero.
大家都知道，像罗马的皇帝，像尼罗皇帝，是迫害、杀害许多的基督徒的。
But Christians believe in the power of Jesus.
但是基督徒深信耶稣的大能。
Even they died, but their testimony affect all the people.
他们即使为主殉道，但是他们的见证影响了成千上万的人。
Because they pray.For the enemies,
因为他们为敌人祷告
because they love the world,
因为他们爱整个世界
because they preach about Jesus' love,
因为他们就显示出彰显出神的耶稣的爱
So later on in the 300 AD, you remember the Emperor Constantine became Christian and the whole empire became Christians.
你知道在主后300年是罗马帝国的皇帝康斯坦丁大帝他自己就成为一个基督徒
And it has continued to change the world.
一直在改变整个的世界
Even you remember how in Africa today Many became Christian. Many even countries and nations have been changed. Their president has been changed.
今天在，尤其在非洲，许多的人成为基督徒，甚至是政府的领袖，或者整个的国家都改变，成为基督国的国家。你说这是怎么发生的呢
？Power of the resurrection，
那就是复活的大能。
And even today in China, under persecution, there have been some change in people's life.
在中国也同样的事，即使有一些破坏，甚至很大的破坏，很多人的生命是有了很大的改变。
And someday the whole world will know about Jesus.
有一天，整个世界都要认识耶稣基督。
According to Wycliffe translation, in 2023, 2 years from now, the whole world will know the gospel because their language has been translated to these tribes.
根据这维基这个网站统计说，也许到2023年，也许全世界的都会认识，都会开始知道耶稣基督，因为这个语言的翻译的速度。
Why would people go into the tribes, go into China? Some of the people never heard of Jesus. To help them to know the gospel is because the power.
为什么有许多人愿意到一个所谓化外之地，到一些少数民族里去传福音呢？那就是因为耶稣他复活的大能所逼使促使的。
How do we experience this kind of power?
我们怎么样能够经历这样的一种大能呢
？May I suggest to you today from the Bible, it is through baptism.
我向您建议。照圣经所说，您就经过这个浸礼，你就可以重生。
Because when you are baptized, you go into the water to show you died with Jesus. You come out from the water so that you resurrected with Jesus.
因为当你受浸在水里的时候，你就如同主耶稣基督一样，在水里死。当你从水里上来的时候，就跟耶稣一样从死里复活。
Through your action of baptism, show your faith.So you believe in the power of Jesus, and you united with Jesus Himself.
说透过这个敬礼，你就代表了说你愿意与耶稣合而为一，与他同生，与他同死，与他联合而为一。
And show the world you have a change of life.
也向全世界显示说你有一个新的生命。
And your sins are forgiven.
你的罪得到赦免。
You no more.Being controlled by sin, you're dead with Jesus and come alive again.
因为你与耶稣一起死，所以你不再受罪的辖持。
Look at Acts chapter 15, what it says.
我们看到《使徒行传》第十三章是如何说的呢
？The Bible said the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. Therefore, my friend, I want you to know that you through Jesus the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you.
所以《使徒行传》假如说这当你接触基督死的话，你的身体是不会是死朽坏的。
Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses.
所以唯独耶稣所复活的，他并未见朽坏。所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这个人传给你们的。你们靠着摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人，就都有称义了。
That is a great thing for Christians, you and I. Know that our sins are forgiven. You do not need to have guilty conscience anymore.
所以对我们基督徒来说，这非常重要一件事。你知道，你不需要再有一种愧疚感，一种有罪的感觉。
Because Jesus forgave you.
因为耶稣已经原谅你了。
Today, do you have the forgiveness of Jesus yet?
您今天有耶稣所给你的赦免吗？
If you do not have, then I ask you now, ask Jesus to come into your life, forgive you.
如果没有的话，我请求你今天就求主耶稣来进到你心里，然后来赦免你。
Because you're forgiven, you can forgive others too.
因为你当被神赦免以后，你也可以赦免原谅别的人。
You can forgive some of your family members.
你的家人、亲戚、朋友等等。
You can forgive those people and friends that hurt you.
一些曾经伤害你的人，你也可以释然的，你也可以去原谅他们。
You remember when Obama was president one time in a church, a black church, a white young man went in and killed a lot of those members.
记不记得当在奥巴马还在做总统的时候，曾经有一个白人的年青年人，他跑到一个黑人的教会，我相信是他们在。祷告会的时候进去就杀了很多的黑人
yes,
黑人的基督徒
But I couldn't comprehend so much. These people from the black church, the member of the church, openly said, we forgive this white young man.
然后当他这个年轻人 被受审的时候，这个黑人教会的许多的会员，包括他们的领导，就当众宣誓说，我们愿意原谅这个年轻的白人。
Because Jesus forgive us.
因为耶稣原谅我们。
We are sinners too.
我们也是罪人。
We are willing to forgive others.
我们愿意原谅别人。
Because of this, President Obama, you remember, he came to the congregation.
因为这样说，那个时候奥巴马总统甚至到了这个教会里面。
He was touched, though he almost cried.
他感动了，几乎都要流眼泪了。
And you remember, he sang.
你记不记得？
你
记得奥巴马总统说奇异恩典。
And all the Christians joined him in that assembly to sing "Amazing Grace." How great the sound!
然后所有的在那个会众都同他一起说多么奇妙的恩典。
And we praise the Lord because of Jesus' resurrection power. We can experience.We have all these other benefits that you can see on the screen.
所以因为耶稣基督大能，我们就有享有这些一切的好处，就像我们这个上面所显示的一些所有的这些好处。
You have new birth.
你可以有重生。
You have living hope.
你有活的盼望。
You have inheritance in heaven prepared for you.
你在天上有基业。
And then you were shielded or protected by God's power.
神的大能会保护你
and you have glorious joy.
你有一种大的喜乐
Praise the Lord. When you believe Christian and you become a Christian, you have new life in Jesus.
就感谢主，当你成为基督徒的时候，你就有一种重新的生命
And then you have great hope, not only now, every day, but in the future. So you do not need to worry about the future. You will haveGood future, every one of you believers.
您不需要每天的担心，因为你有一个很大的一个盼望，而这个盼望是在未来是有一个很大的盼望。所以您不要每天愁眉苦脸的为每天的日子在那边担心受怕。
We know that God is the creator of our life.
我们知道神是创造我们的生命的神。
So we have joy.
所以我们有这样的喜乐。
Oh, great joy in Jesus.
在耶稣基督里有大喜乐。
And then you know that Jesus will keep on giving you joy in your life.
然后耶稣说会不断的让您生命中能够充满的喜乐。
He will continue to save you in the future too.
他也会不断的拯救你，在未来不断的拯救你。
Christian joy is inevitable.
基督徒的喜乐是没有办法避免的。
Today, if you say, I'm not that happy, I haven't said a lot of things to bother me, don't worry, you're a Christian. Jesus is with you and help you. His resurrection power is for you.
今天我们看到很多人愁眉苦脸的，每天都说：“哎呀，我太苦了，我很多问题，等等等等。”但是，身为一个基督徒，你是应该有大喜乐的，因为耶稣的大能给你带来这些这么多的好处，包括你应该有这种在他里面的大喜乐。
You can enjoy all the good things that Jesus will prepare for you.
耶稣基督为你准备了这么多的好的东西。
Even in suffering,
即使在
Christian can find joy because Jesus, God is with you.
即使在大苦难、在受苦中，基督徒还是有喜乐，因为耶稣与你同在，基督徒还是可以有大喜乐的。
The famous author writer from England, C.S. Lewis, he says that Christians have joy.
英国非常有名的一位大师叫做 C.S. Lewis， 我最喜欢的作者，鲁易斯，中文翻成鲁易斯。他说基督徒要有大喜乐。
He says, like today, we see all the great musicians like Haydn, like Bach, when they wrote the music, these are joyful music.
我们看到所谓的音乐大师巴哈或者巴顿等等所写的音乐都是一些 大喜乐的音乐，代表大喜乐的音乐。
When you have joy, you laugh, right?
当你高兴的时候你就笑，对不对？
You would laugh a lot.
你会笑很多。
And I encourage brothers and sisters, help me, help one another to laugh a lot.
Yeah, 我希望各位弟兄姐妹帮助彼此能够笑很大，笑很多，笑很大。
Because when you laugh, a profound effect in your most important organ in your body.
所以当你在欢乐喜笑的时候，你对你自己本身有一个器官是有个很大的影响。
It will reduce your tension.
会让你减压。
Lighten all your tissues in with you.
你整个身体就放松了，减轻了。
And as you Christian, you be like those missionary, Judson, for example. People become Christian because they see him laugh. He see him smile a lot.
我们看到有些传道家，
Jackson,
OK, 有这样一个传道，因为别人看到他心里就很高兴，因为他笑很多，常常喜乐，常常笑。以至于别人也很高兴。
And you have no more tension in your life.
所以你的压力就减了。
And because of your laugh, you won't think about all the worries anymore.
所以当你在笑的时候，你的所有的一些愁、劳苦、愁烦就慢慢的褪去了。
You know, when you smile, it takes only 14 muscles for your body.
当你笑的时候，你大概只需要使用14个肌肉。
But when you frown.72 muscle to make you look so tense.
当你是皱眉头的时候，你需要使用72块肌肉。
So may God help us as Christians, especially when you come to church, you are smiling, you have laughter with everyone.
所以，尤其是当你来教会时，希望大家都笑，尽量的笑，大家尽量的高兴。
You don't come to church just so sad.Mad and always criticize the preacher. Oh, he doesn't say this good, and this one don't treat me right.
如果你在教会是愁眉苦脸，然后这个批评这个批评那个，这个那个的，讲了一大堆很负面的情绪的话
，you should greatly rejoice.
是不好的，你应该是有很大的喜乐。来教会是应该很高兴的事情。
Because our body will be resurrected too.
因为我们的身体也会要复活的。
Not only now we can experience joy, but we will be bodily changed.
因为不但是现在我们的灵是已经复活了，但是我们将来未来我们的身体也要改变。
Look at what the Bible says.
我们看一下圣经是怎么说的。
Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash.In the twinkling of an eye, in the last trumpet, or the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, and that we will be changed.
所以哥林多前书讲说，如今我把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都是要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号角未吹响的时候。因号角要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
Yeah, we will be raised imperishable. We will not be corrupted anymore.
我们不会朽坏的，我们要进入天堂。
Because God will give you a new body.
因为神会给你一个新的身体。
And then what happened?
然后呢？
You will meet the Lord in the air.
你会在天上与主相遇。
When Jesus comes, He will pick you up and change you. You, first of all, those will die first, and then you and I will be changed and reach in the cloud to be with Jesus.
当耶稣下来的时候，您要与耶稣基督在空中相遇。先是死去的，然后是活的人，基督徒要与他在空中相遇。
You said you are not talking about scientifically.
然后
Where is the proof?
然后说，牧师啊，你这个不科学啊，证据呢？
Let me give you a statement from a scientist, a very famous space scientist.
让我给你讲述一个很有名的所谓的航空的科学家，他是这样说的。
His name is Werner von Braun.
他是一位von Braun， 他是一个德国的美国人，德籍的美国人。
Yeah, he
所以的名字是 von Braun.
Essentially, scientific reason for believing life after death.
他说他有所谓的科学证据来就是人死后是还有的。
He said, he explained, science has found that nothing can disappear without a trace in the universe.
他说科学证明说所谓的有点像物质不变，物质不灭的哈，就所有的东西都会在当它消失，它还是在宇宙中存在的。
He said, nature does not know extinction.
所以一切自然界的东西它是不会灭绝的。
All it knows in this world is transformation, change to something else.
它只是会改变，改换成另外一种形式的存在。
And he said, if God knows applies the fundamental principle to the most minute and insignificant part of the universe, does it not make sense to assume that he applies it?To the masterpiece of his creation, the human soul.
这种物质不会消灭，它会以一种另外转换成一种方式存在的这种原则。神既然能够让它存在在宇宙中最小、最不惊艳、最不重要的东西的身上，那更何况我们是神最宝贝、最尊贵的人类呢
？He said, "I think it does."
Yeah, 我相信如此。
But after our resurrection, there were two judgments, two examinations.
但是在我们复活以后，是会有两个的审判。
The first is to the Christians.
第一个是对基督徒的审判。
You read from the scripture, you know that God will test our work for Jesus, like going through fire.
所以耶稣主神他会测验我们的工作，就好像经过火一样。
And make sure that you will stand.
我们要确保我们能够经过这样的试炼，这样的测验。
If you pass the test, you will have reward from heaven.
如果你能够通过这个测验的话，您会有奖赏的。
But there is another judgment.
但是还有另外一种的审判。
This is called the great.White throne judgment.
这是在所谓白色的大宝座前面的审判。
And then the whole world, even under the sea, every people will come before God to be judged.
所有的人类，尽管你在海里的，都要起来接受神的审判。
Notice the last sentence.
我们注意一下他最后的一句。
All whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Oh, is your name in the book of life?
您的名字有没有写在这个生命册上呢
？If you do, oh, you will have reward.
如果您是的话，哦，您有很大的奖赏。
The Bible says, a new heaven and new earth will come.
圣经说有一个新天地。
And there's a holy city come down. To be with Jesus, that holy city represents all the churches, all the Christians.
有个新的圣城耶路撒冷会降下来，然后呢，所有的基督徒都会与神同在。
All the Christians will be like the bride of Jesus to be married with Jesus.
然后基督就像神的耶稣基督的新娘一样，新嫁娘一样，与耶稣。基督同在
and we'll be with God forever.
我们会永远与他同在
and to do what you said
那你说我要怎么做呢
finally We will reign forever with Jesus.
然后呢，与他同在是做什么呢？我们就是要与他同在。
And
一直一直
to reign with Jesus.
一直与他同在同治。
You remember when God created the heaven and the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and created man?
您记得在创世纪当神创造人类的时候，有说到
，Man were created when women were created to rule, to subdue, to control the creation.
当耶稣当神创造的男人，后来创造女人之后，人类是要来统治这个宇宙的
，At that time,
去世界的。
That would be all fulfilled nicely.
到耶稣到这个耶稣基督再来的时候，我们这句话就要实现。
You know that at home we like to be the boss, right?
您知道我们在家里每人都想做领导。
Men like to be the boss.
尤其是弟兄们非常喜欢做领导。
Tell the wife and the children what to do, right?
他的妻子他的孩子做这个做这个。
Even grandpa grandma want to tell children what to do.
Yeah. 爷爷奶奶也很喜欢告诉小孙子小孙女做这个做那个。
But don't forget, the woman, the wives want to rule the whole family too.
但您别忘了，这个家里的这位妻子，这位主妇，她也想要管理这个家庭。
Do you remember what your wife tell you what to do?
您记得你的妻子跟你说吩咐你做的事情吗
？Oh yeah, your wife will tell you.How to drive, how to do this, how to take care of this, everything. She wants to tell you what to do.
Yeah, 您的妻子大概嘱咐你叮咛过，哎呀，开车应该怎么样，这个怎样，那个怎样，一大堆叮咛的话啊。
But at that time, praise the Lord, all of us have a chance to rule, to tell the universe what to do.
感谢神，到那个时候，我们每一个人都有份来管理整个宇宙。
And praise the Lord, at that time, you see.This whole universe, you see this picture? Oh, yeah, part of them will be under your control.
您看到这个整个宇宙世界的这个图表在这里，有一部分您要管这一部分哦，有一部分是您要管的哦。
Wow, you see all this space and this star in the universe, part of them will be under your control.
您看到这些星星，这些宇宙的星。星球是很多，也许是您要管的。
So beautiful，
这么美丽，这么伟大。
The Lord will help you see when you go into the heaven, you will see all this in the universe.
当您到天堂的时候，你会看到所有的这些奇景。
Now will you be reigning with Jesus?
您会与耶稣一起统治这个宇宙吗
？Or be thrown into the lake of fire?
或者是被丢到火湖里呢
？It's your decision.
这是您的选择，您的决定。您的名字有没有在这个生命册上面？你必须要接受耶稣基督做您的主，你才能够得到。求主耶稣原谅您的罪，而且采取行动，就是在受浸。耶稣就会与您同在。我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you to ask for your work in everyone's life.
天父，我们祈求您能够在每一个人的生命中来做工。
We pray that everyone here today will accept you as their Lord and Savior.
因为希望在座每一个人都能够接受您做他的救主。
If anyone who has not been baptized yet.
如果有人还没有受浸的
，Help them to decide to be baptized very soon.
让他们能很快的决定要受浸。
As we continue to pray,
当我们继续祷告的时候
，May I ask everyone that is sitting here today?
我要问一下各位
，Do you want to be baptized? If you have not yet, would you want to be baptized?
如果你还没有受浸，愿意受浸的
，To show that you are a Christian,
然后 彰显出您是基督徒。
Because you want the power of resurrection of Jesus in your life.
因为你要耶稣复活的大能在你身上。
You want your sin forgiven.
你要的罪得到赦免。
You want to have the joy of Jesus.
你要有这耶稣基督带来所谓的大喜乐。
Would you please raise your hand real quick?
您可不可以举一下手，很快的举一下手。
I'll pray for you.
很快的举下手，我为你祷告。
Anyone?
很快的举一下手。
God speak to you.
You
want to be baptized? Raise your
yeah,
hand. And I'll pray for you.
我请听您祷告，现在就听您祷告。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
No one else is looking except me.
没有人看到，只有我在看到。翻译也眼睛也闭起来了。
I want to be a Christian for sure.
我要成为一个基督徒。
I want to be baptized.
我要受浸。
I want Jesus in my heart.
我要耶稣进到我心里。
Raise your hand now.
请您举个手，很快的举个手。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Amen.
感谢神。
Anyone else?
还有人吗？还有人吗？我们可以等您。
Don't be afraid.
镜头前面的也可以。
Don't be afraid that someone else.
不要害怕。
Will stop you.
没有人会阻止您。
God will help you.
神会帮助你。
Jesus will help you.
耶稣会帮助你。
Raise your hand.
请您举个手，很快的。
And I'll pray for you.
我会替您祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for this time.
天父，我们感谢你这段时光。
Thank you for all the great music.
感谢你这个美好的音乐。
Thank you for the word of God.
也感谢您的话语。
We thank you for Jesus resurrected for us.
感谢主耶稣基督的复活。
Thank you that you are willing to bless our life forever.
感谢您愿意祝福我们的生命。
We pray that you bless this one.Who wants to be baptized?
也求主您祝福这位刚刚举手愿意决志受受浸的。
Or anyone else in the future want to have Jesus?
也求你祝福那些将来未来要受浸要受洗的。
Help them to make decision today.
帮助他们在今天就能够做这样的一个决定。
And those who are Christians already.
如果您已经是基督徒的。
Help them to truly be happy in Jesus.
让他们在耶稣基督里面有所谓的大喜乐。
To decide from now on, they'll be happy in Jesus.
做一个决定，从今之后，我们要在主里面要有大喜乐。
Happy in the church.
要在教会就要充满了喜乐。
Happy at home.
在家里也要有喜乐。
To be happy among friends.
在朋亲朋好友呢，做一个喜乐的人。
Because Jesus is with us.
因为耶稣与我们同在了。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
要感谢奉主耶稣基督名。
Amen.
Amen.